The rumors continue to swirl as to when or if Sting will join the WWE. If you're an old school wrestling fan, if you're somebody that grew up during the Attitude Era, the thoughts of a Sting Undertaker feud are almost like a dream. It's something that you've thought about. It's something that you've done in video games. It's just something that at this point just feels like it's never going to happen. Much like the Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair feud in WCW and the one that never really happened in the WWE, politics plays a huge role in when these dream matches get to happen. I mean, think about it now. If you could have a dream match in the WWE, it would probably be CM Punk and Daniel Bryan. Those guys have fought before, but they've never fought when they were both this over. Getting them to fight right now would be much different than their feud, say, you know, 2 years ago. Because of this ebb and flow nature of the business, how people change on a dime, and how all of a sudden you give a guy one word and he could turn it into, you know, superstardom, things change constantly. But over the past 25, 30 years, the value of Sting and the value of Undertaker stayed pretty constant. They're two living legends. Sting wrestles quite more frequently than Undertaker, granted. He's probably in better shape than Undertaker, but he's not nearly as good a businessman. Undertaker knows what he's worth. He knows when to let somebody go over. He knows when to do what he has to do. And Sting walked into a nice payday from TNA, which allowed him to stay more the character that he was in WCW and in the NWA. And he never took that chance. Well, time's running out for him to really take that chance. The thought of an Undertaker-Sting feud would be amazing for WrestleMania. Next year, could it still work if both of these guys can still go? Absolutely. But then every day that passes, these guys get a little bit older, and their bodies still manage to stay intact, but you're not going to get the same match. In 1997 or 1998, this could have been an amazing feud. In 2001, when WCW folded, this could have been an amazing match. In 2006, when Sting decided to really get his career back on track and go to TNA, this could have been an excellent match. In 2014, this is just a way for fans to go a little retro, go a little nostalgia crazy. But it would still be a very entertaining match if these guys were willing to push each other. If that's not the match that happens, I don't see what Sting's value is to the company. Sure, you're launching the WWE Network, and you're going to feature a ton of WCW content. That goes without saying. Having him to introduce those segments and to be kind of like the franchise that he was in WCW, be that guy that like carries the flag for that, you know, at this point, basically forgotten company, that would be really cool. From a marketing point of view and from a press relations point of view, Diamond Dallas Page does a lot of that stuff, so does Ric Flair, but I mean, to have Sting, that adds like another layer of credibility. Having Sting on Raw would be great, but who is he going to feud with? Who could he really feud with that he could put over that would make it worthwhile for fans? Or whose ass could he kick that WCW fans would enjoy, that would they would turn the channel to Raw and be like, oh man, I remember this stuff. I hate WWE, and seeing Sting on TV like brings back old memories. And you know what? I'm going to watch it. Maybe you get them hooked. That's doubtful. Aside from what the WWE is doing now with Batista having Alberto Del Rio get, you know, kind of his ass handed to him because he's such a good heel and fans will pay to see him get his ass kicked, who else is Sting going to feud with? I'd love to see Sting and Del Rio just go back and forth and, you know, wrestle and on the mic. It could be interesting. But maybe The Shield? Maybe the Shield wants to take out another legend. Maybe Randy Orton. That could be interesting. That big gold belt that Randy Orton's carrying around. Sting carried that belt quite a few times, or what that belt used to represent. And we know Sting is not going to be a WWE World Heavyweight Champion. At 54 years old, yeah, that's not going to happen. But it could be nice to see him get in the ring with Orton. Even on a Raw, I'm not even saying it's a pay-per-view match. That's the thing, too. Aside from Sting and Undertaker, what kind of feud could he have with anybody? The way creative is right now in the WWE, it's kind of hard to see what they're scheming, what they're trying to put together. So at this point, his value as a competitor is far less than his value of being in the WWE and not being in TNA. For the WWE to have him in their camp and for him to be their guy and doing something for the company is better for the WWE than having him in TNA, even though he's not doing much in TNA either at this point.